Hello, everyone, and welcome to another TopCon Talks Agriculture podcast. Happy to have you here. My name is Jared Oakes. I'll be hosting today's session. Everything reporting, going to be talking about the USDA, electronic records, all kinds of really interesting stuff that I know our farmer audience wants to know, needs to know. Really excited to have our guest on today, Mr. Martin Barbary, CEO of My Ag Data. Martin, how's it going today, sir?
Well, it's going good. We're getting a nice little shower here in Southern Illinois, and crops gone in well so far. We're doing really good this year and looking forward to a really good year.
So things are looking good in Southern Illinois, it sounds like then.
Yeah, I think when you see the small percentage of beans planted in the country is, I think most of them are right here in our three or four little counties around us.
Really heavy on the beans in that area this year, huh?
Yeah, there's been a lot planted.
Now, what is typically, the grouping up there for beans, Martin? Is it, mid threes or group fours? I'm sure you guys are probably in the 150 pop level or something. What group's pretty popular variety?
Around here, Jared, the popular numbers, maturity numbers are a 3.7 to a 4.5. We sort of get out of our comfort zone planting 2.5s, 2.4s for an early harvest bean. Mm-hmm. We got to get those planted early. But then we will even plant up to a 4.8 or 9.
And have you seen on beans specifically, have you seen, folks come off of those really high? Yeah, I know years ago it was 180, 190, 195 pops. Are you seeing some guys come lower on pops or really keep those really high even with these different varieties? What are you guys seeing?
You're seeing people drop populations down and even keeping coming down. We're down in the 130, 140 range.
Nice. Yeah. And that sounds like what I'm kind of hearing. Well, awesome. Well, here in Kansas City, we had a snowstorm last weekend. I didn't have to get out the snow shovel or anything, but that all went away. I think we're going to be okay on our wheat, out west. Nothing's turning purple. That's always good, right, Martin? And overall,
it is good. This is the first year in a long time we haven't had wheat on our farm, so we're glad we didn't have to worry about that freeze last week.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I don't think it was anything too hard, but
no.
Now, My Ag Data. Let's talk about that, Martin. Of course, I'm familiar with My Ag Data. My Ag Data and TopCon have some kind of things in the works. Maybe we could discuss the possibilities there later on in our episode. But let's talk about My Ag Data for a second. What's going on over there? What should folks be aware of on My Ag Data? How can they get to you? What do you guys do? What do you offer?
Okay, absolutely, Jared. I'll give you the technical description of My Ag Data. It's an intuitive cloud-based data system. It simplifies planting records for acres reporting for farmers, crop insurance agents, ag insurance, ag service providers, and even ag lenders. We're sort of somewhat like the TurboTax of acreage reporting. It's real simple. And, we use data collected by the farmer in his normal farming operation. Everything we do is tied to something that happens on that land, planting, those types of things, harvest. We format that data then to meet the data reporting requirements for USDA acreage certification, both FSA and RMA.
So you're doing that on the planting side and then the harvest reporting as well then?
That's correct. Yes. And in fact, you mentioned that a little bit ago. We are working with TopCon right now to set up a program where producer can collect all his data through his grain cart with weight, with scales on it. And that data will be directly submitted into the clearinghouse for acreage reporting. That simplifies production reporting, simplifies claims processing for producers and for adjusters. This is going to be a really, really easy program for producers to use.
What's your URL? What's your web address? If a farmer wants to jump over, read about My Ag Data, get started, get in touch with somebody, how do they get over to you?
It's pretty simple. It's myagdata.com. That's, you know, our name is one word, My Ag Data. The M, A, and the D are capitalized. So that's, you don't have to do that on a URL, but that's.
Yeah. And of course, they can always Google it too. My Ag Data. It'll pop up. Well, so if you're a grower today, then, and you're, say, manually doing that paperwork, pen and paper, or maybe it's even a fill out a digital PDF or head into the office or whatever. This is a tool that they really need to look into to streamline some things, make things more efficient and electronic and automated. That's what I'm hearing, right, Martin?
Yeah, absolutely. What happens, Jared, is once you get your program set up, and really setting it up is pretty easy as well. You put in fields, and we can use, you know, CLU boundaries, or we can use precision ag data boundaries, whichever the producer has and wants to use. Mm-hmm. There's a benefit for using precision ag data, just because that gets you to exact, you know, planted acres. But our program lets you do both ways. One of the reasons I actually got interested in My Ag Data was because their program does allow that producer that maybe doesn't have the precision ag equipment on his equipment, he can still sit down at his computer and click and put his, you know, COUs in, and then assign acreage and dates or crop and date to those reports. And then that's sent into My Ag Data. We process it and it goes straight into the USDA clearinghouse.
It's really a huge time saver. So again, to push the listeners and anybody that knows about My Ag Data or hasn't, you got to get over there, try some things. And like you said, it's really come everyone, whether you've got the precision systems and you're using all those boundaries, or maybe really comfortable with CLUs or maybe shape files or different formats, or you're not. Everybody's welcome over there. You've got a solution for all types. That's great news.
Exactly, Jared. If you have, let me put it, make it simpler. If you have your quote, your FSA maps in front of you, you can take that map, you can click it into your computer, and you can do it right there sitting at your computer at 10 o'clock at night, and in 30 minutes, you're done.
What do you say to those folks that say, boy, I'm not good on a computer, Martin, which in some days it seems like it's me. I think if my father was on the podcast with us here, he might say that. What would we say? Would we say, well, just give it a shot. It's easier than you think. What would we say to those farmers?
I think that's probably the best thing to say, Jared. It is easier than you think. It's really quite simple. I set up our farm here a while back just because I'm now CEO of My Ag Data, and we hadn't had the opportunity to get involved with that. And part of the problem I had was that while I was at USDA, I sort of kind of tried to keep things separate. One of the things in my contract with them was I had to not have anything to do with management of the farm. So once I left there and went to work for My Ag Data, got our farm set up, very simple. You just, once you've got logged in, you start pulling down your fields and putting them in the system. Really simple.
Well, there you go. That's as good of a testament as you can get. If you've jumped on there and you've done it yourself, challenge other people to get on there. And of course, they probably just have to have their email account, and that they need their email account to kind of get started and get signed in. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's $99 per employer for each EIN, employer identification number. So it's really not expensive. It's, you know, you spend that much on a nice meal out with your wife. So this would give you more time to take your wife out more. So I think that's important as well.
I think that's extremely important. And you know, honestly, if you can also eliminate the time and sometimes frustration and what have you with completing some of that paperwork, boy, that's definitely worth $100 bill. So let's get over to My Ag Data.
The other thing that's important here is, as every farmer knows, you know, you write down what you've planted in your field on a piece of paper, you take it into the FSA office, you translate that with the program technician onto a set of maps. That program technician takes that set of maps, goes and enters into their computer manually. Then it all gets processed. There's plenty of room for error in that process, especially with the precision ag data. We're actually downloading it as you go. It's all processed we're hooked up with a cloud with five of the major clouds, Climate Field View, my John Deere, three or four others. So, you know, this can be done daily. You don't even have to, if you're on the Precision Ag, it can be done for you. And you really, all you got to do is look at the final report and say, okay, and click one button on that says, submit my data.
That, well, that sounds good to me. I know that sometimes these reports can be, you know, a daunting task, especially, you know, different programs. I know there's quite a few different offerings out there, but the reporting requirements are, you know, obviously generally fairly simple. But like you said, if it's just written on a piece of paper, got to find that piece of paper later. This saves their work as they're going, and it's there for them just to sign off on, approve, and submit. That's a huge benefit to the producer. Now, have you seen, you know, for our listeners, Martin, like you said there, you know, when you're doing the old, maybe manual process, you've got this, you take it in, they enter it in, they maybe enter it in again, then they submit. Obviously, that's a room for error where it could be a small percentage. Maybe it's an acreage, slight acreage increase or decrease. We'll just call it an inaccuracy. Which is definitely going to impact some real dollars on both costs and on some potential income if you know one of the programs were to be utilized. What kind of numbers, percentage wise, you know, are you guys seeing kind of as an industry trend? Is it 5%, 6%, 7%, 10%?
What we see for the producers using Precision Ag planted data, we usually see about a 4.5 to 5% decrease in total planted acreage, which means you're paying premium on that many less acres. It also means those bushels are getting assigned to less acres, so your APH grows normally. It's amazing when we've got a chart on a presentation we make where you can see the 2 years that a producer used Precision Ag data for his corn crop, his APH starts shooting up quickly. It's a real benefit in programs. At the same time, what we do does not change your FSA base acres. We want everyone to understand that. So, you know, any FSA programs that use base acres, you still have your base acres for that program. This is just affects really the planted acres and your RMA yields and premiums.
Yeah, it sounds like a double benefit. They're only paying the premium on the exact number of acres. And then consequently, their APHs are rising or more accurate because of that. That's a win-win that a farmer needs to take advantage of if they're not taking advantage of that today, for sure. That's a no-brainer. I hate to jump back on complicated systems, but I want to make sure that our audience knows these systems are less and less complicated each and every year than they were, say, you know, in the early 2000s, right, Martin? Some of these systems, and I'll be open and transparent, you know, even here at TopCon Agriculture, maybe some of the workflows and systems we designed into our products, they weren't perfect. They were maybe a little too clunky, a little too complicated, a few too many steps. And we really work hard to streamline that and make it something that's really usable and realistically usable for the farmer. I'm sure the folks at MyAgData are watching that, designing all the time, voice of customer, and simplifying their designs. That's the case for sure, right, Martin?
Absolutely the case, Jared. You know, MyAgData now has a farmer as their CEO who's using their program. So, you know, I did not use MyAgData until this year, but when we looked at it, it really made sense. But the big thing about it is there have been a lot of improvements, and I think you said it exactly right. Our program is very user-friendly. I think most people can sit down and, you know, we can do a 15-20 minute demo and you can understand how the program works. We've been doing these all the time. We provide training to groups that use our programs and always have customer support to help people work through those questions.
Yeah, if we can touch on that, you know, just for a second, Martin, I think our listeners, you know, I want to make clear, obviously they're going to be likely working with a local agent, right, in their area that understands, you know, their needs, their crops, the programs that they need to be taking advantage of course, right? There's a lot of great programs out there. We all, I think, as humans, I know I sure do, sometimes just habits form because it's just, you know, the comfort in repetition, you know, Martin, but there's a lot of great things out there. I know for the market that we have, God bless us, it's a positive situation right now. And there's some great programs out there on, you know, risk mitigation. We definitely want to push farmers to work with their local agents. How can a farmer maybe get, you know, do they suggest My Ag Data to their local agent, or does it typically happen where maybe that local agent might suggest My Ag Data to the farmer? Can you help our listeners understand how those items work together?
Yeah, we actually work both ways, Jared. You know, farmers can sign up individually for My Ag Data service. We also work with several service providers, agent groups, agencies that provide my, you know, they get the My Ag Data service and provide it for their customers. So it can be done either way. We're comfortable either way. We're pretty good with working with groups or with individuals. So go to myagdata.com and you can read about our service, and there's numbers there to call. You can, I don't know that my phone number's on there, but I'm usually available, and people can reach me at mbarbery@myagdata.com. So, you know, I'm always willing to talk to people about it. Love talking to farmers. That's what I enjoyed about as I was, you know, went through leadership at National Corn Growers years ago, and then had the opportunity to be Risk Management Agency Administrator, the ability to get out in the country and speak with producers and understand their problems. I've brought that attitude here, and I want that opportunity. Hopefully we get through this pandemic one of these days, and we can get out and do more of that again. I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, I want to completely echo your opinion and your frame of mind on just the joy of working in this industry with our farmers, hearing their problems. And, you know, we, Martin, you at My Ag Data, myself here at TopCon, we're in a really blessed position to be able to change some of these things that really impact farmers. I don't take that opportunity lightly. It doesn't sound like you do either. You really push your folks to let's get these problems solved. Our customers need these, farmers need these things solved. I think that's fantastic. Now, you touched just a second ago. You said the pandemic, and I don't want to go down maybe that rabbit hole, but let's just talk about that, because it's obviously a real big thing. There's no doubt about that. You know, what's maybe going to be changing for farmers? Is there a trend? Obviously, everything's been going more digital years and years and years. I think farmers are well aware of that. But do you see maybe us jump frogging up in that digitization here kind of more quickly because of, you know, the pandemic and the push for everything to be more remote? What are your thoughts on that, if you wouldn't mind sharing them, Martin?
My opinion, you know, one of the questions that gets thrown out from time to time is are My Ag Data services, did they come about because of the pandemic? The answer to that is unequivocally no. My Ag Data was formed in 2012, working on, quote, USDA accuracy, ACRSI. So this has been around a long time. The thing now is, though, with the pandemic, with the more remote work going on, USDA tends to push their folks. You know, we had everybody working remote last year, except a few very high level leadership folks. We had everybody working remote. Mm-hmm. The county offices tried to be as open as possible, but yet there were times when they had to be closed. My Ag Data Services allows a producer to do his acreage reporting and then get that done on time without having to go into that office without having to go to the office. My son does most of our stuff now at the FSA office. And, you know, he comes home frustrated. It's like, well, I had to go outside the door and I had to put these papers in a box and then I had to come back. And, you know, this way everything's just more secure, more accurate, and frankly, at the end of the day, easier and more timely.
And more accurate. which definitely positively impacts a grower's bottom line. Yeah, I know, but you know, we all, I know I definitely do. It's, we all get into this kind of rut of normalcy. You know, I know it's just familiar, you know, to go down to that office and fill out that paperwork and drop that in that box or whatever. But I guess myself personally, maybe you would join me in, you know, kind of this call to action, Martin. I'd really just like to see farmers and ranchers kind of bust out of that comfort zone of, you know, just familiarity from what they did the year before or whatever. Try some of these new things. I guess it's really low risk to them, right? It's just a system they can interact with, get on. And it sounds like MyAg Data is there to help, as well as it sounds like a lot of local agents are also well aware of this. So if farmers aren't already working with you or already talking about MyAg Data with their local agent, it sounds like all the pieces are right there. All the farmers got to do is take action.
Jared, that's exactly correct. The farmers that I've talked to that have been using our services for years, they love it. It's simple, it's easy, and it's done. And as you very well pointed out, it's about the most accurate way you can get your acreage reporting done.
Now, you mentioned, and I didn't, you have a really impressive, I call it a work history, Martin. you know, working at the USDA and doing some other things. I won't list your resume here, but obviously you're an extremely well qualified individual to have these discussions and understand these programs and what problems are working to be solved through some government agencies and other things. If you want to get into explaining to some growers, you know, what changes maybe you, knowing what you know, see maybe on the horizon, let's help them kind of, you know, give them a bit of a peek into the crystal ball and talk about what they need to be preparing for, maybe what they need to be thinking of, taking advantage of, kind of next action items almost. Martin, do you have any thoughts kind of around that topic for our listeners?
Yeah, Jared, my opinion is, you know, obviously for 2021 crop year, we're past sales closing date. So producers are locked into their policies for 2021. But with these prices, with all the private offerings that many of our approved insurance providers have out there now, there's a lot of options to help producers capture that value going forward with their crop insurance programs. Mm-hmm. I think producers should be more aware of that ability. I think they should dig more into, you know, get with their crop insurance agents and understand what programs might be more valuable for them for their coverage. I've, you know, as I went to USDA at RMA as a farmer, I still, when someone asks what I do, I say, I'm a farmer. That's plain and simple. I've had an opportunity to do a lot of things outside of being a farmer, which have, in my mind, my goal in that was to help the farmers. I still do that here at MyAg Data. This is about making things easier for producers to do their acreage reporting, to make sure it's more accurate, to save them time. And if you save them time, you save them money. And the producer's always worried about how much money he's saving. And I think in this case, he saves a lot of time and money together. But like I say, I think going forward, producers need to be looking out for programs, not only within the FSA portfolio of programs they have, but the newer and sometimes innovative programs that some of our approved insurance providers have come out with, some of these private products that are really good enhancement to your multi-peril crop insurance policy.
Now, there was a lot there to unpack. I picked up two or three key things. Again, with my farmer hat on, you know, with these current market prices being, again, a blessing that they're, you know, great, they're positive. What would you say if maybe a kind of a hypothetical scenario, Martin? Again, this might be a private offering that's out there in that region by that provider, not that you're speaking for them, or, you know, more of an open discussion here. What if there's a producer that's seeing those prices and maybe they're looking at maybe it's futures or forward contracts or, you know, other types of capture, you know, revenue protection. Let's capture this market while we can to some element of risk. Are there great programs out there that would help a farmer capture some of that positive market influence taking place right now?
You know, Jared, that's probably something I'm not a qualified person to suggest, but I do know there's a lot of marketing folks out there that put out a lot of interesting newsletters and stuff that people can read, and really getting informed on what's available is the biggest thing I think producers need to do, and then work with their marketing folks, with their crop insurance agents, and design a program that best fits their operation.
And that's fair. I put you in kind of a spot there, Martin. And obviously, agriculture is, and it's awesome. This component of it is it's regional. You know, I guess we kind of have a phrase on our ranch. It's nice to have someone. It's nice to know what throat you can choke is what we jokingly say. Of course, you know, that's that local person that's in your region, that's on your farm. And you're right. We need to make sure that those local folks are the ones proposing those things, solving those things, and offering those things. But your comment about getting informed with these newsletters and stuff, that I think that's a great segment. Now, we're just crossing the 30-minute mark here, Martin, and I know our listeners like us to keep our podcast short and digestible. We've unpacked a lot of things here, from what's going on at MyAgData to the simplicity of the system and how the MyAgData system is already a component in many existing regional plan providers, and it's open to digital farmers that have these systems, these precision ag systems, these boundaries, all these things kind of on a USB or on a system, or a grower that's really not comfortable with those things and they're just doing some manual paperwork. I tried to summarize some of that. I think we've had a fantastic discussion here, and I'm very appreciative of your time today, Mr. Barbary. What kind of parting words would you have kind of to wrap up this Everything Reporting podcast, Martin?
You know, you said it right. We've discussed a lot of things here, but the bottom line is, for MyAgData, for producers to understand that MyAgData, the process is simple. It's not expensive. It works well with precision ag data. It works well with just the common land unit, COUs we call them, or you can do that on your computer as well. The big thing is, go to my www.myagdata.com and check us out. Reach out to our sales folks. We can get you in touch with people. You can ask your service providers if they're interested in providing that service for you. We have several service providers that do that as well. As I say, there's some crop insurance agencies that do provide that for their customers. So there's several opportunities and ways to get involved with MyAgData and get your acreage reporting done and do it easy, quickly, and accurately, and have everything right there for USDA in one spot and not have to go to two or three different places to do all your acreage reporting.
Perfect. It's get over to myagdata.com, save yourself some time, make yourself some money through a more accurate system, and take the wife to dinner. I think this has been a phenomenal conversation, Martin. I've really enjoyed it. And we're going to be working with you guys more and unveiling more as we start to release some of this grain cart technology and more automation, more simplicity. I think we're going to have a great future. Thanks again so much for your time, Martin. Wrapping up this episode of TopCon Talks Agriculture. Again, I'm your host, Jared Oakes, with Martin Barbary of MyAgData, signing off. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day or evening. Bye-bye.